On the show today, we have Trellis' very own Anne Farrell talking about the benefit of their card portfolio growth solutions and credit line increase program as growth strategies for today's credit unions. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Trellis' very own Anne Farrell. Anne, how are you?
Great. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Hey, we're talking about a couple of items here that are going on at Trellis. The benefit of card portfolio growth solutions and credit line increase program as growth strategies for credit unions. So to get started here, Anne, can you give us a quick little refresher or education on card portfolio growth solutions and credit line increase program before we get into the kind of the growth strategies here?
Sure. So CPGS is what we call it here at Trellis, which is our card portfolio growth solution. And really what that is, it's a fully designed 12-month marketing calendar.
Okay.
It's a pay-for-performance solution here. So it incorporates, you know, credit line increases, balance transfer campaigns, skip a pays, everything that the credit union should be doing in their portfolios today to obviously bring in revenue and growth for penetration, activation, and usage. Obviously bring in, you know, the overall profitability into total revenue for the year.
Very nice. So how do they? How exactly do they work? Do they work in conjunction, or are they separate things, or are they kind of? Is it a team, basically?
Sure. So for Card Portfolio Growth Solution, that is a full 12-month marketing calendar that we actually implement on the credit union's behalf, and we have the strategies put into play, you know, directly when you would want them. So for instance, it starts off with a credit line increase program, which is also a standalone product that we can talk about later. But we start the program off with that because obviously you have to be have the spending power for your portfolio to be successful. So you have to have that done first.
Okay.
Otherwise, the other campaigns that you put into play are not going to work for the credit union.
Right.
If you did a balance transfer campaign without having some lift in your portfolio, it won't be as successful.
Right.
So we start with a credit line increase and then a new account acquisition comes next because you want to onboard as many people at the beginning of the year, or the beginning of your solution, so that then you can then get the growth throughout the year from running the promotion. So we're packed with, you know, quite a few different campaigns. We do two balance transfers, one post-holiday, which is obviously the best time to do that, and then again right after summer spend.
Okay.
And then we incorporate some new acquisition campaigns for employees. We have an incentive program where we fully, you know, fund that, where we give out cash prizes for entering in for, you know, them either opening up a debit card or a credit card within their credit union. And then we also do two fully designed usage campaigns, one in the spring and then one towards the end of the year when people are out spending for holiday.
Gotcha. So they can work separately, but it sounds like they work really well together. So they kind of go hand in hand. So
correct. Very so cool. That's what's great about our program now. And here at Trellis, we've been able to develop that into a full calendar where you get discounted pricing for taking advantage of all of them.
Yeah.
Or you can also sign up and just do a balance transfer campaign in the beginning of the year. And maybe if you want to do a new employee towards the end of the year. So we have them as a la carte products, too. So we're very excited. They're brand neutral and processor agnostic.
Right. Oh, we like to hear that as well. Hey, so how are they beneficial? I mean, as far as growth strategies, how are they beneficial? Obviously, you guys run them at certain times of the year, obviously, to help out credit unions and their members, obviously. So how can you give us kind of the benefit message here? How are they beneficial as strategies, growth strategies?
Sure. So, you know, like starting again with, you know, doing the credit line increase program. So then you then have capability to build your portfolio throughout the year. So it's always beneficial to one annual credit line increase program a year. Credit unions stop doing that. So having that benefit first, you know, brings in the capability is when you go to do the next step, which would be the balance transfer campaign. They take advantage of that. They'll be able to increase their outstandings again, you know, getting more finance charge revenue, more interchange revenue on the usage campaigns, ultimately going right into the profitability of the program year over year. Even if you're running, you know, a credit line increase as a standalone product, you're going to continue, you know, having growth throughout the year as a standalone. Or, you know, if you've done some other type of increase program and you do our balance transfer campaign, that strategy, if you're not doing those strategies, your members are going to go somewhere else because they're looking for, you know, loyalty, usage, campaigns, incentives to continue to make their card top of wallet for the credit union, but also for the member to actually have some usage with certain campaigns or employee incentives to, you know, wrap around the full profitability of, you know, increasing their portfolio year over year. So it is a full year or the standalone. But what I love about the full year calendar is we really are the extension of the credit union, and we really implement that whole calendar on their behalf. There's obviously interaction with the credit union and getting them up on some products that they might not have, mm-hmm. because we also incorporate skip a pays and we do statement checks and some other ancillary products within that that calendar year, again, driving that growth and that strategy for the credit union. So they can then spend time on other strategies.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the members in your response, because that leads me to my next question, is the significance of these strategies, especially in today's fast-paced business environment and an arena where consumers have choices now. And if something's not working here, they're going to go somewhere where it is going to work for them. And so I think this is a perfect example of that. So can you kind of expand on the significance of these strategies?
Well, I think that's why we designed the calendar the way that we did. I come from a credit union background of 12 years running a credit and debit card portfolio at a previous credit union. Mm-hmm. So the strategies that we would put into place, you know, we built our portfolio from like 25 to 45 million doing a calendar similar to this. So making sure that you're hitting the members at the right time. So, you know, spring, you know, you want to be doing some type of home improvement usage campaign, yep. something centered around what the consumer is using their card for to keep it top of wallet. So if you don't have those strategies, you know, we just did our balance transfer campaign. Let us do the heavy lifting, you know, right after the holiday, kind of taking the stress off of them for their financial budget that will, you know, will help you with this new 299 rate. Mm-hmm. So I think incorporating the strategies for the growth at the specific times during the year that the consumers, that we know that the consumers and us as experts here at Trellance track those, you know, working with vendors to find out, you know, what specific things are going on for rates in the industry and making sure that we're touting the right rates out to the members. Otherwise, they will go somewhere else. Yeah. You're getting offers in the mail.
Yeah.
The big guys out there, they know they're starting to lose these members. And they're offering, you know, 18%, but they're giving you a 5% transfer rate. What we love about credit unions, again, is there is no fees involved. You know, we do the balance transfer campaign with no fee involved. So if you look at that, for example, you have a credit union who goes to one of the bigger guys and they're charging you 5% on, you know, a $10,000 transfer. Mm-hmm. You already lifted their, you know, their debt. So they're not really financially helping them, where we're giving them a good rate and not financially putting them in more of a burden where they're lessening their debt and
Very
becoming
cool.
more financial.
Very cool.
Again, credit unions.
I mean, I'm sure you guys have credit unions immersed in these strategies. I mean, if so, I mean, can you give us a quick, just kind of a ballpark idea of how they're performing and things like that? Or because it sounds like this is kind of an annual thing for you guys.
Sure. So we are now in our third year of this program. Okay. So we started enrolling people in 2015. We have over 120 credit unions. We have some credit unions that have been, you know, 40 or so credit unions that started in 2016 and are still in the program. We have an 89% success rate. So we've had, you know, some loss due to mergers or conversions, which is, you know, standard in the industry.
Yep.
But we have definitely seen the growth now in this 3-year span of 19% total revenue growth. We're seeing 17% in total volume growth and 18% in outstandings for these credit unions that are enrolled in the full year calendar. Mm-hmm. We haven't obviously done some metrics on somebody who's just done a clip, but we know just from our success stories that you'll see coming out and some that we've already done, the success of Credit Line Increase program. So definitely, you know, 19% where you're seeing other credit unions in the industry today that aren't growing or declining in their mm-hmm. portfolios mm-hmm. because they're no strategy in.
Yeah, and your advice to them is like, hey, you might want to have a strategy to put in place something like this to kind of kickstart things, right?
Right, and the best part, again, is, you know, credit unions have to do a lot of back office work, and what I find really beneficial to the credit unions is that, you know, we are that extension. We are familiar with, you know, what they used to do, safe forms. You know, we work, you know, tandem with the processors to make sure that they don't have to fulfill all those needs, that we work with them so that we can get these programs up and running for them. So, you know, they may have one or two of these products or services, but they don't have them all. Now they have them all, and they're running at the particular times during the year that they should. The members are starting to get used to it, especially for the credit unions that are, you know, been in the program. They know that they're going to get a skip a pay in July mm-hmm. and one in December. So they look forward to that, and it keeps them, you know, loyal to their card.
Indeed. All right, to wrap up here, Ann, because I know you probably have a busy day ahead of you, where can credit unions find out more information on these strategies? Obviously, Trellance.com, and then...
Trellance.com, and you can also email info@Trellance.com okay. if you're interested in running a credit line increase program, or if you're really interested in getting into our pay-for-performance card portfolio growth solution here at Trellence.
Right on. Well, great message to end on. Anne, thank you so much for your time today. I love the graphic in the background, too. That's really cool.
Thank you. It's our new marketing here with our Growth in the Numbers campaign, so you'll be seeing that a lot.
Right on. All right, Anne. Well, thank you again. Appreciate the time, and keep up the good work there, all right?
All right. Thanks, Mike. Have a great afternoon.
And you as well. Thanks.